And welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron. www.thematthewaronshow.com. Matthew Aaron Show, you can like us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at Matt Aaron Show. And I will be joined by Tiny Lister today, one of my favorite actors. I'm a really big fan of Tiny, and he's a good guy, and I consider him a pal. And I just think we're going to have a lot of fun talking to Tiny today. Steve, you there?
I am here. Hello. Steve Weirich, everybody.
How are you doing, pal?
I was kind of disappointed that we're not listening to more Tracy Chapman. I was playing guitar while listening to that.
Yeah.
I called in, and I'm like, oh, he's probably still playing a song, which was fine. And I'm running through a few of my own, and I'm like, oh, this is a great song. I got to play along with it. So.
Well, I think Pat Tobias would disagree. He said, Tracy Chapman, really? Producer.
Oh, come on. It was a pretty good bluesy song. I don't care who's screaming behind the mic. If it's a good bluesy tune, you know.
Get
yourself a couple shovels and a flashlight, put a corpse out there. If it's a bluesy tune, I'm going to jam. I don't care what's on stage, you know.
That's funny. Should we take the lead call, too? Yeah, we should take
you're running the show.
Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm late. I just got on my golf lesson.
Hey, no problem. We just started.
You just started?
We just started.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that. You guys just started late. I totally blew my mind. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But how's the weather? It's basically warmer in Chicago, I think, now than L.A., so...
Yeah, that's because you guys are going to have some heat wave or someone. You guys are in trouble. Global warming has caught up to you. I'll enjoy my 70 degrees. You guys enjoy your 103 in March.
I plan to.
Oh, Steve, who are you fooling? You're going to be sweating your way through that.
Yes, I'll be sweating the books on tape, I'm sure.
Do you got the Steve? Do you got the air conditioning vent going yet?
Yeah, it's called a frozen bottle of water. That's my air conditioning. true story too. There were certain nights where you know I dread leaving your place because it was cooler in the gazebo than it was in my room. So I'd have to use. I'd need like a frozen bottle of water. And I'd sleep on that, and that was you know.
That's why.
Steve, you're more than welcome to come over to the Luisi Studios whenever you want.
I don't know what kind of freaky Roman Polanski shit goes on over there, so thank you, but I don't really know, you know. It's a nice offer, that's for sure.
Man. How was golf today?
It was good. This weather, I played Saturday up at my course up in Northbrook and then played 9, so I'm just, I got the itch, you know.
Are you doing all right or what?
I shot 39, played 9 holes. It was it's really windy up at my course. It's the highest point in Cook County. So it was 60, it was like 62, but it was really like 50 with like 40 mile an hour winds. So
okay.
I mean it's 39, first round of the year, 9 holes. It's not bad. 3 over par.
Oh, very nice.
Steve,
how was your golf outing today?
My golf outing was great. I was dressed like one of the Three Stooges with my plaid and the poofy hat that you wear and all that, you know. I shot a 360, so,
It's funny because Steve golfed like Mo, Larry, and Curly, and I golf like Herman Munster.
Yes, this is true. And actually, I had to throw my sticks over the fence and avoid the club marshal or whatever his name is. I had to sneak in. They took one look at me and said, you're going to bounce whatever check you write us. So,
I love it. Speaking of the Stooges, whenever Steve and Alex and I want to get into the Erotica Expo, we just take the press levers off of some bathroom stalls and just press pull.
Well, yeah, I would say pull. I still have that lanyard. Let me tell you, it's a nice little gem. I'll always remember being yelled at by you, Matt, while Luisi runs away from Ron Jeremy, and I'm trying to get him to come talk to you for 30 seconds. And he's talking to some leather face who he can score with a way hotter chick. He's talking to this broad, and I just wanted a few seconds out of him.
He's Ron Jeremy. What is he doing with Leatherface?
I don't know, but Luisi was yucking it up with some, I think she was like a tattooed dominatrix type woman. I don't remember.
My favorite Ron Jeremy story was when one of the porn girls said that he stole her phone and called Japan.
Yeah.
And then the other girl said that you can't eat with him because he eats everything off your plate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it drives me crazy. He would not fit in with Mike or Lenny or any other guys in our group, that's for sure.
No, the day I'm dressed better than someone is, you'll know he's not going to fit. He was wearing Crocs and sweatpants with Cheeto stains on him. I mean, you know, I can't get away with that. And let me tell you, the oil in his hair needed to be changed. I wanted to take him to Jiffy Lube. Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey. When we come out to L.A. in April, are we staying at the Matthew Aaron Days Inn, or what's the...
Are you staying at Casa de Aaron?
Casa de Aaron?
I don't know if you want to stay at Casa de Aaron. you know, sleep with one eye open and check your toothbrush in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going head to toe with Lee, that's for sure, if that's what's going to go down.
You can go head to toe with me, Alex. It's
okay. I'm not going head to toe with you or Lee, that's for sure.
Why not me?
You can have one of those flashbacks from the old days.
What does that mean?
The only thing you'd have to watch out for is the snoring, and that's a legitimate concern. Other than it should be okay.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I would never make it as a gay man because of my snoring.
No, you wouldn't. I'd never make it as a gay man because of my diet. So we're in the same boat. Don't worry.
Steve, I meant about a flashback to the old days. What are you inferring to here?
I didn't say anything about flashing back to old days.
Oh, Alex did.
Yeah, that was Luis.
I
don't
know. Steve, why don't you tell the story about the two eyes?
Here we go. Uh-oh.
It really gets you heated every time you say it.
The first time I met you, it was Luisi, two eyes, and you looked like if Love Boat was making a porno. That's how you were dressed. And it was always Alex Luisi, two eyes. It was kind of like a wrestling gimmick, to be honest. It reminded me, you could have been like a jobber wrestler with your two eyes. I don't know.
I would never last as a wrestler, maybe like an MC. I'm too skinny.
You really fell for Luisi getting out of my question there, Steve. Way to go.
Come on.
I was told.
You guys lived together for a little bit. I don't know,
You know what, Luisi? Lenny and I sleep in the same bed occasionally, and it goes all right.
For who? Him or you?
I will tell you, when we were in Vegas, and I'm going to go to Vegas to see Lenny again at the end of the month, but when we were in Vegas, Lenny and I shared a bed because Lee had the cot, and I woke up one morning, and Lenny's face literally 2 inches from my face, and I flipped out and fell out of bed.
It's like a bad Trains, Planes, and Automobiles episode.
It was really close. It was really close. Lenny's baby face when I opened my eyes. And
who is Steve Martin and who is John Candy? That's what I want to know.
Shower curtain rings, all right. Yeah, who's selling the shower? I was going to say Matt's selling the shower curtain rings.
I was going to say, you could see me selling shower curtain rings. I don't know about Lenny.
Yeah.
Lenny's selling...
Well, Lenny's fingers are so big that he wears shower curtain rings as rings.
I was going to say, Lenny's pinky ring is a shower curtain ring, those big sausages.
Exactly.
Anytime I bring Lenny over to the house, my dog thinks I got some new sausages. Pass them around.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, there was never once while driving to L.A. that I always usually took chairs or the floors on our hotel extravaganzas. So there was no old times for me. I don't know.
You had a lot of beds until we roomed up with Nick and Matt.
Yes, yes.
The bed thing was working out pretty well until Vegas. Then you were hitting the chairs and the floors.
Yes, well, the bed thing was working out until that in Oklahoma thought I was the bellhop with my dirty Nirvana shirt and beard. Yes, at the Holiday Inn, we hired dirty-looking men to haul your gear. Oh, my God.
You should have just taken the luggage and taken the tip.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the tip should give me is a kick to the stones, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't repeat what Steve just said in public. That's so... Hey, she thought I was a gay Don Ho.
Yeah, well, I don't know what was worse, her or the people at that Subway that made you sick, because no one liked us.
Hey, I got some cool stuff that I'm going to be bringing out for the show. I got some surprises. You're going to like it.
Ooh, some surprises.
Luisi has surprises for me? That scares me.
I got surprises. Watch out.
That scares me a little. What is this? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you guys would enjoy my cookie commercial that I was watching.
I did.
I am today. I'm watching cookie commercials while doing a show. Tiny said he was 5 minutes away, which I guess in tiny time means 5,000 minutes away.
That's, yes. Oh, and on Sunset Boulevard traffic, so 5 minutes is really 15.
That's what it really is. It's not Tiny's fault. It's that Sunset Boulevard traffic.
Well, nothing is 5 minutes away.
No, nothing is 5 minutes away.
So about 2 days ago, you guys will appreciate this story. This happens only to me. So I'm driving. My car stops. My engine, Mr. Luisi, is blown up. The Envoy is no longer.
I think you did that on purpose.
Kind of. I
heard you talking to Vito about getting yourself a new car.
I know, I was talking about it. I was kind of upset because I got some sentimental value, you know.
Are we really listening to Copacabana?
Is there a dog in the background?
No, that's Copacabana in the background.
I'm like a Copacabana.
At the Copa.
Oh. You know, that checkered black and white floor is quite the dance floor, the Coney Dog, too. You could bust the Carlton Banks out there, you know?
I'm trying to right now. I have to get in a good mood because I've had a rough day. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
Well, you know what really puts me in a good mood is that elevator music you had. That or Spanish Flea, either one.
You love Spanish Flea.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
But when my phone rings, it's still the Benny Hill theme. For you.
Oh, for me. That's a good one, too. I am a Benny Hill episode. I was going to say Belly Hill, which is probably more appropriate.
And when Alex calls, it's Ricky Martin.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's great. That's nice.
So that way, all the hot girls are like, who's calling you with that ringtone? I'm like, oh, Alex Luisi. That's two eyes. Two eyes.
Two eyes.
Two eyes. Alex. Yes.
I got my plane ticket for $250 to come out to LA.
It
round trip.
$250? That ain't bad.
Round trip. No stops. That's everyone should come out.
Now wait. Now round trip, no stops. Now let me ask you, what airline are you taking?
I am taking Southwest.
And a nice meeting. Have fun tonight at the Paley Fest. Hey, Steve, Barbara's here. She's head out.
Barbara's there.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Barbara.
Did she just leave? Is she gone? Okay.
I don't know.
So, tell me about Barbara's hot daughter again, Steve.
I can't do that. I can't.
Barbara's hot daughter?
Just browse the pictorials on her book.
Browse the pictorials, you say.
Steve, you know I can't read, right? I need
Mother's
pictures.
Mother's Day at the shooting range, and that'll paint the picture for you.
Oh, I saw that.
I've already said too much.
By the way, let me have you guys know, I bought a PlayStation 3 today.
You traitor. The nerds are all dying a little bit inside.
I traded the Xbox in for a PS3, and I didn't have to spend 1 cent.
Wow. You jumped ship, didn't you?
And I got three games. I got Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I got Metal Gear Solid 4. And I got MLB The Show 12.
So how is the controller? Like, on your hand, what's up?
So PlayStation, if you're hearing this, PlayStation is the greatest system ever. PlayStation.
God.
It is?
The greatest. Oh, PlayStation is the greatest.
I think Sony just gave Alex a money shot on the face. Good God.
By the way, speaking of money shots, I do want to promote really quickly tonight, if you're in the mood for a great comedy show, there's a huge, huge comedy competition for anyone listening tonight at the Ha Ha in North Hollywood, 5010 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood. That's at 8:30. Huge, huge comedy competition.
That's P.O. Box Matthew Aaron. PlayStation.
Now listen. Last night, Chris Tucker did stand up in town. You never know who's going to show up at these things.
Hey, I'm going to be in town April 12th. I mean, stuff could happen.
Stuff could happen.
To make the visit tolerable, it's a 7-drink minimum. So don't worry, people.
It probably is a 2-drink minimum. You know what? Let me tell you about these comedy clubs. I've had it up to here. I've had it. Someone tell Bobby Lee he's no good.
Hey, now, are we going to really go there? Because let me tell you, he called me out.
Well, you were snoring through his set, Steve. Of course he calls you out.
He threw a stool at the ceiling. He was so verklempt.
He threw a stool at the ceiling?
Yeah, he, like, threw the stool, like, up in the air. And that ceiling's not that tall.
I bet you that $16 stool came out of his next two checks from the comedy store.
I probably paid for that $16 stool with the mortgage I took out to sit there.
Wait, I sense the man is in the building. Tiny.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, God.
How you doing? Oh, I'm so excited. My good pal. For those that don't know, Tiny is a big, big fan of the Monster.
Oh, yeah. Spoke first.
All right.
Oh, man. He sounds mean.
All right, here we go. All right, gentlemen, do you guys have anything for Tiny before I get going and talk to Tiny?
Hey, man, where that West Coast music at?
This is the Midwest. This is the Midwest white boys throwing down. What's up?
Oh, man.
What's up?
The bicycle down, man. I got that duct tape. Don't hate.
Oh, hey. Hey, I just want to say, hey, I'm a huge fan. I've been watching you for a long time. Honestly, you are the best. You are talented, man. You're awesome.
All right. Well,
just do me a favor and beat Matt up. Tear him up.
Nah, he's kind of cool, man. I like him, man.
There you go. See? Alex, I'm letting you go. You're too much.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Still there, pal. Steve, I was going to keep you around real quickly because let's start off talking to Tiny about something you and I are really big fans of. I'm sitting here with Boots.
Hey!
I'm sitting here with Boots, baby. No head.
Absolutely. And where's that Tupac and that Ice Cube at, man? Man, y'all didn't make me feel at home, man. Golly, I'm walking here. Let me take off my glasses. Hey! It's Zeus, man. Debo, man. Come on.
Tiny wants some Ice Cube or Tupac now.
I want some.
Now.
Oh.
I'm actually a big Ice Cube fan.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Today was a good day. I'm a big Cube fan.
I'm a big Ice Cube fan, too.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Hey, I make money when I work with Ice Cube.
He's the best, man. He's the best. I got to tell you. So let's talk about SummerSlam 89 real quick.
Whoa. Here we go.
How do you get involved with that? Who calls you up and says, we need Tiny. We need Tiny to play Zeus in the ring?
Well, you know, I did a movie with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And we shot that movie in Atlanta, Georgia. And,
no holds barred.
Yeah, 1988, and the film came out in 1989. Hulk broke my nose in the movie, man. Okay, Hulk, you missed your mark, man. And no, basically, Vince McMahon said he wants me to wrestle some cats and Hulk Hogan, and I said, man, I ain't into touching dudes, man. He said, I'm gonna pay you $60,000 for SummerSlam. What? Who you want me to sexually harass, man? I was like, on it, then, man. I'm a black actor in Hollywood, and I was in this dude say I'm gonna pay you 60 G's to go wrestle, and hey man, who you want me to slap up, man? Got no problem. And, SummerSlam, Steel Cage Match, Survivor Series.
How'd you get that Z in your hair?
He had a barber in Atlanta would cut the Z in, and he would pay the guy $100. Each haircut to keep that
Wow.
thing tight. So I'll be getting that done 3 times a week. So that barber was making like $300 a week to keep that Z fresh in 1989.
Vince doesn't mess around.
Vince don't play, man. I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to go back and help
John Cena.
John Cena against The Rock, man.
Are you going? Are you going to Miami?
Well, we need to make a phone call. We need to say Debo needs to help John Cena out. Because I got something The Rock can't cook.
We need to get you working with The Rock. I want to see you in The Rock.
I love Dwayne, man. Dwayne is...
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's going to be on tonight, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, tonight.
On Raw,
I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big Dwayne Johnson fan.
I am, too. He's the best.
I love him, man.
His movies are great, too.
I can't wait to work with him. I saw him a couple of times in Gold's Gym. Just a beautiful person.
Yeah, that's why I hear he's a really good dude. He's a really good dude. I just love that you went from Extreme Prejudice to Zeus.
Yeah.
You go from Nolte to Hogan. You don't screw around.
You know, I come out to Walter Hill camp. That's another Walter Hill film.
Yeah.
And did Trespass with Walter. Did Blue City with him with Judd Nelson, Ally Sheeney.
Man.
And Paul Winfield, David Caruso. And then I worked with Ice Cube again and Ice-T and Trespass. We shot that in Atlanta, Georgia, too.
That's great. I love Walter Hill.
I love Nick Nolte, Power Boozer. Hey, man. To work with Nick Nolte, that's a... I'm a big Michael Madsen fan, and Mike told me that's one of his boys. He come over to the house all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to hang out with those two.
Yeah. Am I still up? Okay, I'm up here knocking the court.
Yeah, you're up.
I'm knocking the court around. I ain't used to this, man.
No. Hey, man, I'd have you on all the time if I could.
Hey, I'm cool, man. You cool.
Well, we hung out a couple weeks ago. Cindy Cohen hooked us up, and Cindy's the greatest.
Yeah, she's the godmother to my daughter. She's my manager. She's my sister. She's my pimp. I like sitting on red carpet. You know, when you hang out with people like Ice-T and Ice Cube and I've done a mini project I have with them, I like certain things. So Cindy's my pimp.
and the thing is, Tiny, you are working a ton lately, man. Well, you got a bunch of movies going on, right?
April 6th, a movie's coming out with Mario Van Peebles. Oh. I can't remember the name of the movie. It's Me, Snoop Dogg. Somebody told me the name last night of the film. It's coming out April 6th in about 50 theaters around the country. Then it'll open up into another, I guess, more like 100 theaters the next week. It's me, Marvin Van Peeble, Snoop Dogg,
wow.
Michael Jai White, Sally Richardson, and his sons is the stars of the film. And it's a kid movie, but me and Snoop play the gangsters, the thug. You know, I can play. I have the look to play them roles. You know
I was gonna say you never played the thug before.
Yeah. I'm, you know, kind of got that on lockdown.
I got to tell you, man, though, Michael Jai White, he's underrated.
Oh,
he's
man.
Good.
I'm a big me and Michael did Dark Knight together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think Michael's working with Tyler Perry right now. Going to do a TV series with him.
Yeah, it's going to be a spinoff of that. Why'd I get married?
Yeah, so, you know, Michael's just a good dude.
Yeah, Michael Jai White's just great. Yeah. They use Spawn.
Yeah. I remember I went to Russia to do a movie, man, and I saw a movie straight to DVD with Michael Jai White. I took that DVD because I'm going to Russia. I'm taking as many movies I can watch while I'm over there. And, Michael, I can't wait to do a movie. with Michael, like maybe the new three the hard way, me, Michael, and somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. You know who I like to see you work with? We were talking about this a few weeks ago. I want to see you and Danny Trejo.
Oh, man, Trejo.
I want to see you guys tear it up.
I did Trejo's first film. He told me Runaway Train with Eric Roberts and Nick Nolte. John Voight.
Yeah, John Voight.
And so we done a couple of things together. He got that new Machete 2 coming up.
Oh.
And so hopefully I can find something in there. We are spokesperson for a Latin designer named Nemo, and me and Danny is the spokespeople for his clothes. If you ever see me on red carpet,
you're always rocking it, brother.
Yeah, if I either got Monster on, or I got or I got one of his designer outfits on. So
you always stand out on the red carpet.
Thank you, man.
You know what I was gonna say? You did First and Ten, which was like HBO's like first series, man.
Peter Locke, Kirshner Locke.
Yeah.
Delta Burks from Designing Woman. OJ, he messed that up. Boy, OJ. We're going to pray for OJ, man.
Yeah.
And, man, working with Delta Burks was an awesome treat. Marshall Teague, that's a good, another person that I love working with, started with him on First and Ten. And we did a movie called 8 Million Ways to Die together with Jeff Bridges and Andy Garcia. And Roseanne Arquette. So, yeah, I, the late Hal Ashby, the director. So, First and Ten is where I started.
Yeah, and that was a huge deal because that was like the first cable series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great, man. And you should be, I think, Tiny, you should be so proud of your career, man, because you've done it all. I mean, I love the Dark, let's go even to The Dark Knight, which, of course, everybody saw that movie.
Yeah.
One of the biggest blockbusters of all time.
Yeah. I didn't know how big it was until I went outside to go to the movie when it opened at 12 o'clock at night, and everybody was outside. I thought the world was coming to an end, and so everybody's going to see this movie. I'd done all these films. I've done a lot of other films, like Fifth Element.
Yeah, Fifth Element was huge.
Little Nicky with Adam Sandler.
Little Nicky, you were great in,
Confidence.
Yeah.
Another one, Andy Garcia and Rachel Weisz.
Dustin Hoffman.
The great
Ed
Dustin
Burns.
Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I went outside, because it opened at 12 o'clock that night, I didn't understand. I couldn't comprehend how many people was outside going to see this movie.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
Yeah, my producer, Pat Tobias, wanted to remind people, the first movie we were talking about with Tiny, which is with him and Snoop, and Michael Jai White, is We the People.
Yeah, We the People.
We the People.
Yeah, what's your producer name?
Pat Tobias.
Pat Tobias, thank you so much. I didn't know. Hey, everybody, somebody put that on IBD over at Abrams, okay? it's We the People?
Yeah, We the People.
We the People. We got to call Abrams right now. Tell him to put that on IBD. Because it's coming out April 6th, and I even know the name of it.
Oh, man. That's coming out quick.
Yeah, it's coming out real soon.
And then you did Trespass, but then Universal Soldier, too.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
How's it working with Jean-Claude?
I mean, well, John was a big fan of mine, so I was a big fan of his. Because you got to remember, I surely just got through doing Zeus.
Yeah.
So it was still a lot of buzz about this big guy with a suntan that did Zeus, right? So when we were shooting the film, a lot of the fans on the set would be hollering Zeus, 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 Zeus before Devo came around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, of course, Devo was Friday. And I'm hearing...
It's official, baby.
It's official?
It's official.
It ain't on the IMDb.
Hey. Okay, so I just shot a commercial with Ice Cube. And the new Coors commercial.
Yeah.
Where, with the can. And that should be coming out, I guess, either in April or May. It'll be for the NBA, the playoffs. And stuff.
Yeah.
So got me and Ice Cube just shot a new commercial. Thank you, Cube, for calling me. Let me be a part of that. Another franchise that he's doing. Because he got them commercials on lockdown, too.
He's the man.
He told me to tell everybody it's coming. In July. We're going to shoot the film this July.
And there's a guy that was in town. He did a set at the Comedy Store last night. I'm hearing he's back for this movie.
Ooh.
Chris Tucker.
I hear Cube going to work it out. Well, we will have the big superstar. And we just keep on praying. So he did Comedy Store last night?
He showed up.
He showed up and
towed
up.
Secret set, yeah.
And just blasted.
Yeah. Yeah. Tucker's, you know, the best, man.
Yeah, he's I got to go on a roll with him for a while and chase him on the road, you know, as Debo.
Oh, wow.
I done a movie called Jackie Brown with him.
Oh, the best.
Fifth Element with him.
Winston. You played Winston in Jackie Brown.
So Chris is just a beautiful person. I just pray to God him and Cube going to work. Cube really wants to make Chris happy.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, ching, 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 get that cash register, get a Cube, because Chris. But I just pray. I pray every day that it's going to be worked out.
Now, is it true, though, like since, you know Chris, is it true that he doesn't want to swear and stuff now? I mean, do they got to work that out with them? There was a rumor going around on the internet that...
What did he swear last night?
Nah, I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear about him swearing.
Well, you know, I don't...
I heard he's, like, very Christian now, though. He doesn't want to swear and stuff.
I went on the road with him. I heard...
He was swearing?
I heard some... the word ass might slip out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like going to see Eddie Griffin. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, everything's just Kirk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's a different. Eddie get a couple of drinks and it's on the cracking, boy. Eddie, I got to give a big shout out to Eddie Griffin. I was over doing a movie in South Africa with Eddie, and I met my wife.
Oh, wow.
And I've been married almost 9 years.
Which movie was that?
It was called Blast.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Vivica.
Ooh.
Fox, Vinnie Jones.
I met
Mike
Vivica.
Uh-huh.
She is still looking good.
Aren't you good?
Like, good. I was like, oh, man. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even interview her. I'm like,
are you there?
I'm like, She's telling me about how she started her, like, weave company for, like, ladies that have, she's selling, like, weaves.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, I couldn't get over Vivica A. Fox. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's cool.
A gorgeous woman, and she is cool.
Yeah, she's a great businesswoman.
She is cool. Yeah, she's smart. She's smart.
So the word is, Cube told me to tell everybody it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And he told me Prince of Photography is probably start around July.
Is he the greatest dude ever, Cube? I mean, seriously.
I've
imagine.
Been around a long time, man. Cube is the best guy in the world, man.
I love all his movies.
Yeah.
I love. First of all, I think I've told Lee this. Lee co-hosts a show with me and some other people. Barbershop, and I'm from Chicago, man. Barbershop is one of my favorite movies ever.
Are you
ever
serious?
Yeah, man. Top 10. Easy. Yeah. I love Barbershop. And Cube is just such a good actor. People, I don't know if critics give him the credit, man.
Well,
but
maybe you can come and do a show live from the set, and maybe you can be in the movie.
So let's see about. I love
setting you, live
man.
From the live from the set of Friday.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I love Cube, man.
Yeah, he said he's gonna keep on doing these, man.
Is Epps gonna be in it too?
Yeah.
No, you know Epps is in it because you heard Cube's. And not the last album, but two albums ago when Epps called him on the phone. He's like, Cube, when we going to do another Friday? I need money, Cube.
Cube, we need money, man.
I love that bit.
Yeah, I found me a new house I want to buy, right? Cube, I need Friday to happen real fast. I found the house I want.
Dude, I love that album, and I love that phone call. That phone call cracks me up every time.
Yeah.
And Epps was just, he was out of his mind in that phone call.
Mike Epps is cool, man.
He's the best. He's funny.
Terry Crews, really funny. All them guys, man.
I love Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is a guy who was a football player. And I think a lot of people may not know this. He was a football player.
Yeah.
He's now a very accomplished actor.
Yeah.
He's got a hit show on TBS.
He's doing
the Are We There Yet.
Oh, that's on CBS?
Yeah, on TBS. That's Cube producing
it. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I thought you said CBS.
See, we need to get Tiny.
CBS.
We need to get Tiny
Terry,
show with
come,
Terry.
Terry, I need to come do something with you. Michael Clark Duncan and Terry Crews is the nicest guys I've.
Oh, man.
They just treat me with
Michael
a lot
Clark's
of
a Chicago guy.
Yeah, Michael.
He's a Chicago guy. I like hearing about good Chicago guys because I heard about the bad ones, too. I like hearing about the good ones.
Terry Crews and Michael Clark Duncan is the nicest guys in the world. They always show me and my wife a lot of love when they see me, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, Like, I got to tell you, man, you've worked with everybody in town, though.
I've been,
you got to go out of the house and you see someone you worked with.
I work with, you know, a lot of people don't know that, too. Like, and John Singleton told me at the Michael Jackson funeral that it says, man, you done worked with everybody in Hollywood. I worked with the great Marlon Brando, man.
Yeah, man, you worked with Brando, Tarantino.
Yeah.
Like,
Dustin
Hoffman,
Omar Sharif, Peter O'Toole.
Nolte, who I've told you is like one of my favorite actors ever. He's one of the reasons I got into wanting to act is because of Nick Nolte, man.
We're going
to
do some stuff
He was the guy, man.
I got some movies for you, brother.
I got to tell you, Tiny, I'll do 80 movies. I'll do every movie with
you. Some of my people in San Diego, his name is Kelly. He's a director and a writer. He's putting a project together. That's what I told you about.
It's
like an ensemble piece of four character actors.
Yeah,
and I want you to come and be one of the
characters. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. I'd love that, man.
You gotta keep.
I'd love
You gotta keep all that on your face, all the hair on your face.
Yeah, I'll keep it all. I gotta keep the hair too.
Yeah, you gotta keep the hair too. You gotta keep all the hair.
Oh, that's great. No, man. Hey,
thank you. Okay, you got
Tiny. Have you met Diane, or you just you just doing it out? That's Diane Binder. Ooh. She runs the Coney. Don't tell Mike Binder, but yeah, she runs the Coney.
You got it.
Diane works all the time. Like this place would not run without her.
I'm about to hang out here, man.
It's great, and I mean this weekend it was packed.
Are you serious?
Packed. Saturday night, Mike Binder and I went to see John Carter, and we came here.
Uh-huh.
Man, the thing was just bustling, man. Then they got like two private parties this week, two or three private parties. This place is gonna be just hopping. And I mean, Brad Pitt was here like a while ago.
Wow.
Like everyone comes in here, everybody.
Yeah,
this is like the place.
I will be hanging out here now. Now I know where it's at.
Yeah, no, it's the best. You know what I loved you in was Little Nicky, man.
Oh,
I'm one of those people that really liked Little Nicky. I really dug it. Well, and you and Reese Ifan. Is that how you say his name, Ivan?
He's amazing, ain't he?
You guys together, that was great.
He, you know, that cast was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel as my daddy,
yeah.
You know. I was living in Atlanta back then, and I got a phone call that Adam Sandler said, I'm going to play his brother. I said, only in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? And my daddy going to be the devil, man. Harvey Keitel as the devil?
Yeah.
No, let's do this. It's an awesome blessing to work with them kind of actors.
Yeah.
Because Adam Sandler's another cat that is unbelievable. I worked with the late John Candy in Armed and Dangerous.
Oh.
And I didn't think I could meet other beautiful people like a John Candy, right? Because to me, John was the best person I've ever met.
Yeah, we've heard that.
But
I had Jen Candy on the show, John's daughter.
Are you serious?
She's also a sweetheart.
Man. When he passed away, we were shooting a film in called Men of War, an Andrew Pfeiffer film with Dolph Lundgren and B.D. Wong and Charlotte, Catherine Bell and all them. We was in Thailand. And when he passed away, we was in Thailand shooting this film, a mercenary kind of film. And he affected so many people on that set that have had a great experience with him. We had to shut down that day.
Oh, man.
It's like, that guy is the most beautiful cat I've ever seen.
You know you're a good dude when they're shutting down a Dolph Lundgren film for a day in your honor. Yeah,
and
man.
Dolph is a beautiful cat. That's why
I hear Dolph's a cool dude, man.
Dolph is so about other people's feelings. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
That's how Cube is. I gotta give another big shout out to Cindy and Cube. Cube, when I want to make money, I go work with Ice Cube. Ice Cube, I found me a new house. I want Ice Cube. I found me a new house. I need, man. Me, my wife, and baby need you to be Santa Claus this year, Ice Cube.
Oh, and you know what's great about that though is like, you're great in those movies. So it is like, yeah, Cube's helping you out, but you're helping him out.
Oh, man.
Because those Friday movies aren't Friday movies without you.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you know, I think they lost, you know, the one I didn't get to do, you know. So he said, last time I chatted with him, he said, you know, I think maybe we're going to get some Debo and some Tiny and some Cruz. You know what I'm saying?
You think Faison Love's ever going to come back to the Friday movie?
I don't know. I haven't
love Faison.
Cube ain't showed me the script. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the script is, right?
He's
great. But Faison is one of my friends.
Is he not the funniest guy ever?
And he's crazy, man. He's crazy.
I love Faison.
I see some of the chances he take in his movies. Faison in underwear. Faison, come on, man. You're not no sex symbol, man. Let it go.
Oh, in Couples Retreat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And the girl's, like, putting the candle wax on him.
Come on, man. Hey, come on.
I love him
leave
an
that,
elf.
Leave that to Denzel. You're not no sex symbol. Leave it alone. Let it go. So watch him just totally take them chances. And then the physical comedy he does is so unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Faison's a really good dude.
I love Faison. He's
so
funny.
I pray everybody be back, you know what I'm saying?
I know, it just seems like a cast full of cool dudes that all like hanging out and
man,
nice guys, man.
Man, it's something's brewing this summer, and this one, I pray to God, would be better than all the ones we ever done all together.
I'm telling you, they're all good. Yeah. I just love Cube's movies, man.
Yeah, I like Cube a lot, too.
Yeah. Man. What's the one he did with Epps? Him and Epps, and he was the bounty hunter.
Yeah, what movie was that?
All About the Benjamin.
All About the Benjamin.
That was funny. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, Mike Epps is crazy, man.
I love Mike Epps. He does a really good Richard Pryor.
He does?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, ask him. I think he'll do it.
Yeah.
He does a really good Pryor. I mean, but I'm looking at your career, Tiny, and you've been in so many great movies, man.
I just did a great piece I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I did a movie with the lead girl from the movie Twilight.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, her mother's name is Jules. I just did a piece. A real dark movie about K-11. K-11 is a project. It's a true story based on this prison where they have a floor called K-11.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody to look out for that. It should be in the film festivals.
One of my favorite actors is in that movie, who? Goran Visnjic.
Oh, yeah. Good dude, man.
He is a great actor.
Good cat. Good
is
cat.
He?
Yeah, Cindy loves him, man.
He's great.
And he just made me feel very warm on the set. And
when Clooney left ER and
he
came on, I was all like, oh, no, not this guy.
Guy's
and then
a nice dude.
I was, like, addicted to the show then again. I was like, Goran's good.
Good dude,
he's
man.
Good.
Good dude. He just, when we were shooting the film, I think they just had another baby, him and his wife. And this cat is just a good dude. And BD.
DB Sweeney's in it?
And who else is in this? So I guess we're the three people that everybody really knows.
Yeah, that's
cool,
man.
But there's a young girl.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Named Portia, Double something. This girl did a film with Harvey Weinstein.
Portia Doubleday?
Yeah, Doubleday. Everybody better be looking out for this young girl. This girl is a beast.
She's good.
Yeah, man.
K-11, that's going to be in the theaters then? Or art house circuit or what?
It's going to be more like a film festival art house kind
of
thing.
So this is like a Weinstein-like movie.
It's real different. She got some...
You like doing dramas like this, though,
I like
right?
doing stuff outside the box.
Right.
And she's a cool director, and she's a cool person. Jules is just giving you a big shout-out. Everybody get ready for K-11, because I play a character named Detroit. And Detroit is a child molester, and so he ain't
man,
nothing nice.
You were putting on the acting shoes for this one, man.
But at the same time, I show something different in this one.
Right.
I show that there's some good in me too in this project.
Wow. I can't wait.
One moment in the film through Portia's me and her relationship, because she's playing a transvestite.
Oh man. Yeah. What a crazy movie.
Yeah, it's deep.
You just did something with Madsen and Eric Roberts, right?
Yeah, me and Mike.
Trophy? Not Trophy.
Yeah,
is it Trophy?
I forget the name of the project I do, man.
Yeah.
Well,
you do a lot of them.
Yeah.
You're in demand.
Me and Michael went to Kazakhstan to make an appearance.
Yeah.
For some kids that were born with, that's not blessed to be totally healthy, and so I got to hang out with Michael. I'm just praying for Michael. Just had a situation with his son. I got to call him when I get home, because I'm a big Michael. I love Michael, man.
I know. Don't you hate? There are some. I think a lot of people outside of L.A. may not know this, but there are some real good people in this town.
Michael's a good dude.
And when you read about your friends in the tabloids and whatever, and you know they're good people.
Yeah.
Like that hurts.
Yeah, I don't
you don't want
this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't pick it up. You know,
no.
I just me and my wife, we saw something on the news the other day, and so Michael Gordon. But you notice everybody want. It's like that's his. I think that's Michael, everybody wants to live with Michael. His kids, all his kids want to live with him. So that tells you about what kind of man
he is.
He's
a great dude.
Yeah, but he's still going to lay down the law, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And drugs is a big part of our life that's destroying our kids, you know what
I agree.
So I'm crazy about Michael. That's one of my new best friends in Hollywood, and I just think the world of Michael Madsen.
He's the man. Tell me about this movie Room and Board, this horror movie. Are you doing this?
What movie is that one?
It's got Robert Loggia and Robert Forrester and.
Well, me and Robert did
Jackie Brown, and Kane Hodder's supposed to be in there.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah. And Sally Kirkland.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man, my mind can't catch. I forgot I had that.
He's got too many movies, people. Yeah, you don't know which one's which.
Yeah, so tell me who's in the cast again, because I never heard it.
Robert Loggia and
wait, say that name again. Robert Loggia.
Yeah,
I worked with that cat before.
Yeah,
we did Armed and Dangerous together.
Oh yeah, that's right. And Kane Hodder, have you worked with?
Yeah, I've never worked with Kane.
You did Wishmaster 2, though, right?
Yeah.
And he was in Wishmaster 1, I think. He was in the first one. Who was in 2 that you worked with? Was Tony Scott in that one?
Tony Todd?
Yeah. I was just saying Tony Scott. Yeah, Tony Todd, Candyman.
I think he was in there for a minute with some. It was
they all had cameos,
minute.
Right?
Yeah, we all had cameos.
Yeah.
So it's me, Kane. Robert and
Sally Kirkland, maybe?
Sandy Kirkland?
Yeah, Sally Kirkland.
Robert Forrester?
Yeah, that's what this says. That's what the IMDb says.
Oh, man. So they ain't dropped Friday on IMDb yet.
No,
know?
They don't have Friday up, but they have all your other movies up. And then there's supposedly another project called Prey.
What's Prey about?
I don't know. Three friends choose separate paths to succeed in the professional dance industry in Los Angeles. And this is what IMDb has down. Swear, directed by Sheldon Robbins. Paul Giamatti and you. Hey, man. It's on the same page. That's great.
Man, I don't be knowing what I'm in, man.
Well, this one says it's going to be you and Paul Giamatti.
Wait a minute. It's called Prey?
I don't know. IMDb may be making up movies. They may be like, I want to see Giamatti and Tiny.
Man, I'm a big Paul Giamatti.
He's great.
He's
great. So, IMDb gets these wrong sometimes, though.
Well, what happened, the last time I shoot or something to come out, and they change the name, and I don't know what the new name is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we the Party, though. That's coming out April 6th.
Yeah, We the Party. 6th. I didn't even know. I knew the movie's coming out April 6th.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember the name.
And that's the whole Van Peebles family in that movie.
Yeah, the whole family.
Was Mario around at all?
Oh, man. It's like Mario always takes care of me in Hollywood.
He's the man.
He put me in Posse. We did another movie over at Cinetel called Judgment Day with me and Ice-T and Mario. And
I remember. Yeah.
So, it's cool to work with some people. That you know, they know what they're doing, and they're gonna get it done. And we shot this on a shoestring budget, you know. But the end result is coming out in the theaters, and that's all
that's
that counts
cool.
for me.
That's
man.
Cool. And then yeah, you worked a couple times with Ice-T, man.
Oh yeah, we did a lot.
Is
of
he
films.
The coolest guy ever too? Because
man.
I watched that show on E.
Oh,
him
did?
And Coco.
Yeah, I went to. They had me go to I went to them when they back over at the W Hotel.
Yeah.
When they said their vows again, right? And I got this, you know, meet his wife, awesome lady, and got to see
cool.
T again. Because I ain't seen T in a long time because they live on the East Coast.
Right,
now,
New
right?
York, because he's doing the SVU, yeah.
So, you know, I'm a really big Ice Cube, Ice-T fan.
Yeah, if your name's Ice, it's all good.
It's good, baby.
You have to be cool if your name's Ice, though.
Because, you know, they've been around for a long time, and they still on top, you know? Ice-T's on a hit show, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's got a hit movie coming out next week, that 21 Jump Street.
I'm going to see 21 Jump Street.
Pop.
He told me it's going to be good.
I saw it.
It's good?
I saw it like a week ago, yeah.
How good is it?
It's good. Cube is great.
Cube is great.
I can tell you this. Cube is great.
That's awesome.
Is worth seeing the movie alone for, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He is funny. He's always funny, but he is funny in this movie.
Yeah, the trailers in this movie look really good.
I love Ice Cube. I even liked Are We There Yet, and those are like kids' movies.
I like anything Cube do because Cube is about – what I love about Ice Cube is that he's about family.
Yeah, he's about everybody.
He's about his family.
Yeah.
He's a family man. He's a good father. He's a good husband. And he's a great businessman. And when you work with Cube, everybody gets blessed. You know, it's cubed. I've been the biggest, my biggest paydays has been with Ice Cube.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I thank God for him.
I believe
Adam, Adam Sandler ain't bad either. I'm going to say that. Adam Sandler wasn't bad either.
Sandler takes care of everybody,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Sandler takes care of you, boy. Adam, my, hey, my wife said call you, so I'm calling you. Adam, we, I need. I got a wife and a baby, Adam. Little baby girl I got to take care of, man. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. I need to start calling people like you. See, but you're so charming.
Oh,
I just sound like desperate.
No, no. You just hang out with me. They gonna give it to. But you know what I'm looking forward to seeing again is in this film that you said I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Robert Forrest is a
brilliant.
Yeah. I worked with him and Jackie Brown.
He's the best.
He bought me a. I remember when I left, was my last day of shooting, I had a gift. The guy bought me a gift, you know. It's only two people who's ever been like that in my life. And Loretta Jones, she's the head lady over at BET now.
Wow.
I did a movie with called Media Man a long time ago, Robert Towns.
Yeah.
She took care of me when I left the set.
Robert Towns.
Had some
great.
Some going home presents. And Robert Forrest, that kind of cat. Robert Forrest, he's a really beautiful person.
Yes.
So what else you want to talk about? Yeah, the new commercial with Coors, man.
Yeah. You got your Coors commercial. It's coming out, what, playoff time?
Yeah.
So like end of April, mid-April?
Yeah, me and Cube going to confront these cans, and we're going to shut some cans down. And Monster energy drinks are the best energy drinks in the world. If you're not drinking Monster, you ain't drinking nothing. Hey, and I still got the bicycle, and I still got the duct tape. Can you dig it? Hulk Hogan, sleep with your lights on. Zeus is in town. Ice Cube, lock your doors. I still got the bicycle. Chris Tucker, you better get on your knees and pray to God that I don't reach out and touch you like AT&T. Oh, don't make me mad. I saw the little kid, so I kept it clean. I saw the beautiful kids over there, so I had to keep it clean. Yeah, I love and I love Jesus Christ. Yeah,
Tiny,
you got it right.
I got to tell you, Tiny, you're my hero, man.
You better raise your hand when you talk to me.
I love you,
raise
brother.
Both
I love
your hand. Everybody in the place, raise your hand.
You know, speaking of Coors, I wanted to tell you, Cindy and you have Joe Carnahan, who's a friend of Cindy's.
Yeah, I know that name.
He created, he directed The Gray and a couple other movies, A-Team and Narc. Smoking Aces. He created the train thing we found out on the show. He told me
Are
on the
serious?
Show. The Coors Light train.
That's serious.
That was Joe.
That was Joe, man. Yeah. Hey, tell Joe, you better stop watching Soul Train. Okay, because I know where you got it from. Hey, you must have been watching Soul Train when you that Coors commercial is sick, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I'm like a kid. I can't wait either, man.
You and Cube back together, too.
Yeah.
Now, are you playing Devo in the commercial or like a version of?
I'm playing Tiny.
Yeah, you're playing
Tiny.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so it's like I got my other I get to be my what I really want to be is Tiny. And no Zeus, no Devo. But Tiny's just like them characters, too, you know?
You know what? Why hasn't Vince McMahon put you in that WWE Hall of Fame yet?
Oh, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
You're in the Hall of Fame?
I think so. I'm in a book. If there's a book that says I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't I'm not for sure.
Yeah, you gotta be in.
Am I in it?
I don't know. You gotta be in it,
right? Why don't
you
check for me, man?
I will check.
Yeah,
because if not, you call Vince up and you say, why am I not in the Hall of Fame?
Let's reach out to Vince right now. Hey, Vince. I think I wanna come have I wanna ride the bicycle out there for Cena because I just think The Rock gonna jump on him, man, and beat him down. I think he need a little backup. I think he need a hoodie, West Coast Compton backup, and let Debo ride that bicycle out there. And we get a real pop, and I have my and I be drinking my Monster energy drink. Vince, call me. Let me make a Friday debut one more time as Debo.
I love it. You got The Rock's gonna beat John Cena.
I'm here. I love John, but I saw him on TV last Monday.
Yeah, I did too.
And I saw Rock, right? And I like that John. John is a big dude for his size.
But Rock's bigger.
Like he's towering over him.
Dwayne's,
you know what I'm saying?
Bigger, and he's got that eye, man.
Yeah. And so since I see out of one eye, I got a different kind of eye, Rock, and I think Cena needs a little help. Needs a little Debo power.
Hey, you want to take a phone call, Tiny?
Yeah, let's take one, man.
All right, Steve, what's going on, pal?
Hey, you know what? I do have a quick question for Tiny.
Okay.
I'm laughing my ass off here.
But I was wondering, if I drink enough Monster, can I be as tall and big as Tiny? What
did he say? If he takes enough Monsters, he's going to be as big and tall as Tiny. Hey, man, this is what I take. But I drink this Monster when you see me at the Dub shows. Big shout out to Dub for loving on me. I love everybody over at Dub. Dub's another one of my sponsors. And they hooked me up with my rims and tires. They paint my Range Rover. Just mad. They took care of my wife's Cadillac truck. So just a mad shout out to Dub. But Sam and everybody with Monster, Mark Hall, they just been really good to me. They just really embraced me. But, man, it's only one Tiny brother. Do you understand? I'm 6'5", 275 pounds, and I got a serious suntan. And I'm from the CPT, Compton, California. Hey! And I'm down with Monster. And I want everybody to know, Monster is an American company. So I went to the, I went to see the troops a couple of weeks ago for Monster. I went to, in Washington, what's that? Man, my mind, it's just my mind. Well, the Pentagon. I went to the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to the hospital where the troops are been maimed from being in the war, right? And, these guys got unbelievable courage.
Yeah.
One
of my best friends is a Marine.
Hey, man.
29 Palms right now.
Just want to give out a big God bless you to the troops that make it possible for us to be on this radio and not to worry about nothing. Because after you've seen what they go through, love you, troops. Love you, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, everybody, Air Force. I love all y'all, man. And thank y'all for taking care of us, man. Y'all the real heroes. And
amen.
God bless y'all, man.
Amen. Amen. Steve, so you here?
Yes.
You ain't going to be tiny big.
Hey, you put my favorite one is that iced tea. So get that iced tea. Hey, that's my secret. I drink that iced tea.
Oh, they got Monster iced tea?
They got some iced tea. Me and my wife eat it. We have it with our dinner every night. And,
I've never seen this.
And but I drink the green label one.
Yeah.
When it's time for me to get woo, for me to go there, man. Monster energy drinks, can you dig it? See, Red Bull's not American. Monster's an American owned company. Can you dig it?
I was going to say, Booker T drinks the Red Bull because he always says, can you dig it also? I'm pretty sure he
drinks the Red Bull. I tell him that's why the rappers don't rap about him. I got games rapping about Debo when he was Zeus. See, that's why Booker T ain't where he's supposed to be. Tell Booker T, his big brother Tiny said, drink some Monster and see what happens for him then.
Ah! I love it. I love it. All right,
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Oh, man, I'm just sitting around
all these kids love you.
All the kids love Tiny.
Oh, man.
All the kids love Tiny.
Talk about Booker T.
And Booker T.
But I think Booker T lives in Houston. He's a Houston guy. Big shout out to you, Booker T. Hey, Book, if you wanna be a Booker T, real men drink Monster. You ain't drinking Coors or you ain't drinking Monster. You ain't drinking nothing.
There you go. So I can vouch. Monster's good, and I don't drink anymore. But Coors was my beer of choice when I drank. Coors Light is a good beer.
Coors is the coldest.
You know, I don't drink anymore, but I remember when you get those Coors Lights cold, man, there was nothing better.
Yeah.
On a nice day, there was nothing better.
Yes. So what else you want to talk about?
Well, what else you got, Tiny? You got someone else? You got anything else going on?
Oh, I want to say a big shout out to Chris Capri. Chris Capri is the owner of Capri Jewelers. I'm a spokesperson for Capri Jewelers. Me and my wife, we don't wear nothing but Capri Jewelers. You can ask Cindy. I got a diamond watch from Capri Jewelers. I got some diamond earrings from Capri Jewelers. I've been with Capri Jewelers as a spokesperson about for 3 years.
Yeah.
And Chris Capri is one of the best persons in the world. I want to give a big shout out to Chief Ron Boyd, one of my best friends, my pastor, Bishop Blake, over at West Angeles with Denzel, Stevie Wonder, Magic, Sam, Angela Bassett, Courtney, fan. We all been going over there. I've been over there about for 25 years. I want to give a big shout out to Bishop and May Blake and, you know, the hood, the streets. I want to give y'all a big shout out. Big U, Ron Brown, Deion Sanders is my people.
Deion is the best. Was there a – I mean, Devin Hester's real good, man, but come on, Deion, though, in his prime time –
Deion ran a 4.2 140, and they said that was the slowest time they had him clock that. One person said 4.17, other person said 4.19, and Deion said, "Hey, if you ain't got $1 million, you can't talk to me. Take the slowest time." And I heard the slowest time was 4.21. Can you dig it?
Oh, Deion's the best, man. Yeah. Tiny, you were one of the coolest dudes I've ever met. I'm grateful.
What about my baby girl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Faith. Yeah. Daddy's on the radio. Faith, Grace, my beautiful wife, Felicia. I got to give a love, y'all. Everybody with Abrams, Justin Baxter. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you all for taking care of my career. I've done 161 films. I'm in movies I don't even know I'm in. They keep changing the name on my film. But through God's grace, y'all, keep praying for me. And, man, you're a beautiful person, man. And I thank God for you being my friend.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I thank God and I thank Cindy.
And we're going to do some movies together, okay?
I want to do them. Let's do them.
And you're going to have to.
We're going to light it up.
Can you broadcast live from the radio set?
I can bring this to any set.
Oh, man.
We'll be doing movies and radio.
Oh, man.
We'll just be doing it both.
Oh, man, it's going to be cool.
You know what I need to do? One time I'll get another mic in here. I need to get you and Danny Trejo at the same time.
That's a bad dude,
that's
man.
That's a show.
That's a bad dude.
Danny's the best.
Big fan of Trejo, man. Yeah. Mr. Machete.
Yeah, Mr. Machete, yeah.
Another shout out to Ron Perlman.
Yeah, oh,
I'm a big Ron Perlman fan.
Dude, we were talking about how great Hellboy is. And by the way, I'm going to keep talking about this till it happens. Tiny needs to be on Sons of Anarchy.
Say it, tell him.
Yes.
Tell him.
Tiny needs to be on Sons of Anarchy.
You got your white guys, you got your Latin guys. But you need a black guy that the rappers rap about. Put me on a bicycle and let me bring the dope in.
I agree.
You ain't seen it because I'm from Compton. I done seen it, man.
That's right.
Let me be
the new dope
dealer on
that's
that
right.
movie.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
Thank you for that.
And the one other person I got to thank is Cindy Cowan for introducing us. She's the greatest woman.
She's the coolest lady.
Ever since I met her, my life's been 10 times better.
Exactly.
I got to tell you.
My career is sustaining itself because of Cindy Collins.
She's just great, man.
How you
She's
doing?
Just great.
What's your
Look
name?
At this.
What's your name? Come here, talk on the radio. Come here, talk on the radio. What's
oh, look
your
at
name?
This. Look at this. I
What's your name, beautiful? Come here. What's your name? What's your name?
Aubrey.
Oh, how old are you? You three? How old are you? Got some beautiful kids. Come here, what's your name?
Melanie,
where you from? She's from Los Angeles. And her beautiful kids are here.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
a sucker for a little girl because my little daughter is... Oh, God.
Kids love Tiny.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what I'm on. Watch Fish Hook on Disney Channel, 9:30 every Friday. I'm Mr. Muscle. Yeah, I'm Mr. Muscle on Fish Hook.
It's Mr. Muscle.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
Thank you so much.
God bless
Have
you.
A good evening. Oh, the kids love you, man.
Oh, man. God is good, eh?
Yeah, man. Man, I just, when I'm around you, there are such positive vibes, man, and everybody's just happy. You bring it, Tiny.
Well,
you bring it.
I'm very blessed to sit up here and talk to you. And the Noah Terry Crews, the Noah Michael Jai White, the Noah Michael T. Williams, I don't work with Tupac Shakur. I work with Michael Jackson. I don't work with Marlon Brando.
Michael Jackson loved you.
Man.
He loved you.
I mean, me and him had so much fun. We did Remember Time. So I want to give big John Singleton a shout-out.
John Singleton,
he
great
reminded
director.
Me how special my career has been. He said a lot of people sleeping on you, but, you know, when you work with directors that make $17 million like a Chris Nolan and work with Luc Besson and Quentin Tarantino and James Foley and F. Gary Gray, Walter Hill.
I
you know what
you.
I'm saying? People don't know how many power directors I done worked with.
I hear you.
But John Singleton said, Tony, I directed you in Remember Time, but I know everybody else you done worked with, too. And it was very appreciative to see somebody understood
the body of work and the body of directors and actors and I've worked with in this career.
I was having a rough day, man, and you came around, and here I feel great now.
We're going to do a lot of
projects. I feel great. You bring sunshine into the room, man. I mean that bottom of my heart, man.
Well, you know, it's all about God, man. And I want kids to understand that. You know, they say, well, he's from Compton. Oh, I came out of my mother's womb, and I want kids, people to understand, because Compton claims me because I'm famous now. And
yeah.
But God claimed me when nobody knew me,
right.
You know, and so if I can tell any young kid out there, keep your focus on God, because you can be going through some stuff and you might want to hurt yourself and do something bad. How I made it was through Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So
and you're,
that's what I'm talking
you're
about.
A great role model for Compton, too, man.
Thank you.
Great role model. I just got to thank you for doing this, Tiny, and we got to do it
next
again.
Time,
we got to do it again.
Next time we're going to be broadcasting live for the set of Friday.
I know. I hear you're going away to film something now, right?
Yeah,
next
go
week?
That, yeah, I'm going to go do that film you talked about with Kane and Forrester and all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
yeah,
the one going
go
on.
That.
That's
and,
great.
And next time, hopefully, you'll be talking to Cube and Chris
man.
Tucker. And
I'd pay good money to talk to Cube and
Chris
Tucker.
You know
yeah, man.
And Michael F.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
Saying?
He'll be around. I just want to talk to you, Tiny, and then you bring them. That's gravy.
Hey, man,
that's gravy,
it.
Brother. But mashed potatoes. Thank you, Tiny, so much, and I'd love to do this again soon, man.
All right. Got
all right. Thank you. And thank you to all our listeners. I'm going to leave tonight right where we are because you can't do better than with Tiny on. We just leave like this. That's all. All right, we will talk to you guys. I believe we're going to have a show soon this week. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes at The Matthew Aaron Show and www.thematthewaronshow.com, which is the website that producer Caesar has done a very good job with, and I do want that to be known. So thank you very much, and have a good night.